How many of you believe that he got started on some of your loved ones this morning? He went after them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We had a miracle service this morning, among many other things. We could not even count how many people got miracles. Would you say this with me? I say that Immokalee is in revival.
This region of Florida
is in revival. The blind see.
The lame walk.
The deaf hear.
The dumb speak.
The dead are raised.
Demoniacs are set free.
Maimed are made whole.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands
are born again
in this revival.
Hallelujah. Does it work? Oh, my. Last year when Pastor Dave was here teaching, when we started confessing years ago that the blind see, I didn't know it was going to be one of our pastors that would receive his sight. Pastor Homer was sitting here on the front row last year, and he couldn't see Dave because he had gone blind. Diabetically had gone blind. Do you believe that a miracle in his life and him himself walking in the Word has walked completely out of that, and he sees without glasses today? Hallelujah. Sitting here. Homer, am I as good looking as I ever was? Pray for him again. You prayed for him last year. Please pray for him again. Would you give somebody a great big hug? Hallelujah. We're glad you're here tonight. If you were here this morning and you got healed in any way, wave at me. Several. Go ahead. If you got, well, a lot of that crowd was, we got a totally different crowd tonight. We got a bunch more to work on. Hallelujah. This is what I was hoping for. I think a quarter of the crowd got healed this morning, among a lot of other things that took place. Alec and Pat Wiggins, would you please stand up? This is the Wiggins from Fort Myers, and their pastors over there, and they've brought some of their church. We're glad to have you here tonight. God bless you. Amen. How many more visitors do we have tonight? Wave at me if you're a visitor. Some of you are saying, you know, I've been here before, so that doesn't, Rhett, you're not a visitor. I know that. Hallelujah. How many are glad you're here with an expectation to hear Pastor Dave and what he has to say? Hallelujah. One more time, would you lift those hands and just begin to praise the Lord? Worship, Father, we give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We glorify you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you. There's none like you. There's none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Magnify you. Magnify you, Jesus. We exalt you. Just a little more. Just tell him how much you love him. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Hallelujah.
Afterwards, we'll have a healing line. Raise those up about half mast, would you? To get me to understand as much about his love as he could. The most incredible thing, I couldn't even. I couldn't even go to the next second, hardly, or the next. I didn't want it to change. The whole coast of Florida, each grain of sand was a galaxy. And each one was populated with people. He could go over it at the speed of light and still have time and know exactly what you're doing. He's truth. He is truth. He doesn't have truth. He is truth. And he don't lie because he can't. He can't lie. He's truth and he can't lie. And the most powerful thing that he can give you is his word. And he already has. You know the promises that are in here? Back when I said, when are you going to start healing people when I go up and pray for them? He says, I healed them a long time ago. Well then, who's the problem? He didn't answer. So again, just half-mast. There's places in worship I'm discovering that just takes your breath away. We're talking presences. It seems like fear becomes an alien. And peace, steadfastness. I'm getting harder and harder to think of things to be afraid of. I want to be normal. I have to be afraid of something. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been in the presence of hundreds of terminal diseases. Do you have any? I don't think so. I got the orneriness from Bronk. Kelas Garanto Skeleto Eskioma. Is young Corandeli Froba. The green to scroba, can I say? Yes, yeah. Esquimisca. For it delights me when you gather together for the purpose of meeting with me. And I get to take another step closer in my covering over all that I have offered. And when you lift your hands and worship me, this brings great delight. For I'm all things and everywhere at once, and I know what you're doing. Yet your worship pleases me, because to me it is your and my fellowship when you lift your hands and say, I love you, you're my Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mescora, yo creto skivina ho kreskese, nate korabe kedase, eskese. For the enemy, by overwhelming you with feelings, would like to bring you to a place where all the time that you feel like my presence is not with you. Know this, that's a lie. I'm with you whether you feel like it or not. The feeling like it part is on you. It's not on me. I'm there already for everything you need or will need. Que mas curatule qua de quindis gobuva de quidis ala lobuva grandis. disco. Oh, my corazón es que de tomas quis. For I love the opportunities, the times that I get to speak to you. Now hear what I'd say. You're capable of much more than most of you're doing, because you're moving ahead very slowly and trying to be careful. Listen, my hand is on you. Be bold in my name and in my scripture and walk out for me. I'm with you. I'm with you, saith the Lord. Ki haskudile inaskibo beviado heskileo mohudakole ki meskaro hurikole tikime meskaro maskarasi kwantiskia. When I find what I can do it with, I'll change things in the spirit to the degree that you'll know that it's been caused from things happening around here, because these places will be covered with people being born again. And the miracles will be of such that people will begin to take journeys to come. So don't stop. Keep moving forward. For the more you move forward and know, the more you will know. What do you mean people are going to get healed here? When's that going to start? Well, whose service is this? Kitchen. I don't want to know what that word means. Kitchen. Kimotilis kiraba. Dondalabe. Kitchen. I'm a kusagrachi. Yes, amen. Why would it? Why would it? Why wouldn't it not be this way? There's different callings. And when I have a calling that I send in that can tell you my mind, why wouldn't I tell you my mind, saith the Lord? I have things to say, but I have to wait on different ministries in doing and saying things, for people have different callings. But when I can, I get these things over to you, saith the Lord again. Ooh, I know what he was saying. Because I can hear him like that. And for the people that's coming in, he wanted to say some things to you. And that's what he's been doing. He called it skirmatakara. I thought that was going to be English. Skirmatakara. Hoda ales kora ato makisi. Hiskirasiya. Enaskira. Did you know that I pulled you together? Because I wanted to say some of these things to you. You think mostly that this is of your doing. Much of this is of my doing, saith the Lord. For when I find a place that'll listen to me, and at any cost, do what I say, that's a place where I can begin the supernatural in such a way that it'll be handled right when it explodes into full force. Oh. Oh. I better come back. Kidding. This is not my choice. I'm trying to speak English. For one has this gift and another has that. Why wouldn't I use the gift at hand when I'm edifying my body? And why wouldn't I take advantage of having a voice when some of you I've been wanting to talk to? Oh no. are going to get in trouble. For hear what I'd say. If you don't break through the rising of the flesh and stopping you from the trail that I've put you on in the spirit of my praying, if you don't overcome that and put it in its place, it'll interfere with you and slowly try to gain the ascendancy over you instead of what I've called you to do. But be bold and step back into the prayer and make time so I can use you in what I'm about to bring to pass. Saith the Lord, that shall give. For how many's had a little fight in praying, especially, you know, this last 3 or 4, 6 months? I don't think this is my service. Ow. I know I'm supposed to get up and sing a song. And then 2 places in the Bible. Preach for 33 minutes. And then let you go home. No. Oh, an offering. Another offering. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. How could I ever forget that? How could I? Oh, my goodness. I mean, your goodness. I don't know what's happening to me, but I did see somebody's heart. And it's not good. I don't mean spiritual. I meant the other one that has blood in it and stuff. It's necessary that he intervene. So come over here. Okay. Come over here. It's been hurting you more lately. Come. Listen, he's going after you for a reason. If you were easy to get, you'd have been God. Come. You really need to. I know at times it seems like it's getting better. But again, you need to come. Come. Too much to do. It'll be over like it was with your eyes. You know, it'll be over. His power is coming on you now. You'll find a little new energy, a new, you used to get tired quicker. You'll have a greater endurance now. Because of what's coming, you're going to need it. No wonder. In the name of Jesus, a new heart. Just like you did his eyes. He's not going anywhere. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, little ones. I said, I need to preach or something. He says, I need to talk to them. Are you coming up for the heart? I thought so. I have some really good news for you. When I said heart, he said, yes, she's healed. Isn't that good? In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for giving her a new heart, just for obeying you. And we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name. I'll watch her for a minute. Hey. And how about this? That hurts too? And your heart? Everything. Everything. Pain, a heart, pain leaving your body. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I give you all the glory in Jesus' name. I really thought I was going to get to teach tonight, but it's already been some good stuff. Watch him for just a few more minutes, please. Back and there. How many believes he'll heal her right now? Raise them up high as you can. Look at that when you're an inch and a half shorter on this arm. There's nothing we can do about it in the natural. Have you been swinging around on a limb with this little bit? Okay, I believe you. Can't do anything. I'm glad he can. Jesus' name, release it now. Well, get him to rake your leaves. Her, I mean. You got it? You better sit down for a minute. Pull that chair out for her, would you? Well, they've been there 100 years. That would be over. We got a loose cannon over here. Whoever's worrying about that growth that you found in your body? Can stop worrying. You ready for that pain to stop? Let me see this feety. Now this feety. Look at you walking around with one 2 inches shorter than the other. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, release it now. That's it. It's even. You're walkable now. Try that. Hallelujah, Jesus. What do you think about those healings and stuff? You like them? Is that your pink teddy bear? Oh, that's nice. For when a person finds rest in me, that's a good sign that you're receiving what you're standing for. When you find rest in me in the face of adversity, know that you're winning. For many have destroyed themselves through worry and self-torment about the things in life that go by day. Yet I've gave a peace and offered it. And you can live in this peace because I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am peace and I'm your strength. You don't have to walk like that. Rest, rest, and you'll live long and testify me, saith the Lord. Kilosi. Different service. Kilo kando baski. Tori eke la no market is a. Hoke so can't you know my kid yet. Here what kiss it is. Somebody's, and I know about some that got in a car wreck, but this is somebody got hurt in a car wreck and it's trying to stay with you. You can uncrash as fast as you crashed. Maybe faster. Took you a while to land and stuff, you know. So you hurt yourself in a car wreck and the pain is still present. Come up here. He's got you. You're done. Hallelujah, Jesus. I didn't recognize you at first, and he said, I healed him. How long ago was this?
Probably about 18 years ago.
18, and it still hurts you from way back. That's not right, is it? Where does it hurt? All right. Do you know you got a double curvature in your back? Goes like this. Yes, goes. My back's talk funny. Tell you what's going to happen. Now see this, and do you mind being, say, an eighth of an inch taller than you are already?
No.
Okay, this is 2 inches shorter, this side. That says one curvature one way. It's going to get taller than your other thumb, maybe a quarter of an inch, and then your other one will catch up with it. Will it?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
You can watch if you want. Father, in Jesus' name, what can we say? Jesus. That's what we can say. La, la, la. We're going for a walk. We'll see you later. Maybe there should be three of us, Brock. She's healed. Hallelujah. My office manager and manager, and I don't have to do anything. Harley does everything. And my friends bought me a motorcycle and brought it over and put it in the garage. I said, oh, hey, I got a motorcycle. Yeah, until Tim found out. And I knew he just loved me and he didn't want to see me hurt. So he thought he would stop it way ahead of time. Did you see me riding on a motorcycle? I'm up. Okay, now I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Hey, Corey, Elise. I don't know if I've ever felt this before, but if I did, I'd sure like to get rid of it. When you sleep, something happens that even though you sleep, you wake up and you're tired. You're just really tired, and then you go, you'll try to sleep, and you'll still wake up tired as much as you wake up rested somewhat. I think that's the first time I've ever heard anything like that. But it must be horrible to have something where you go sleep and you're still tired. It's over. It's over. It really is. You're going to say, where did this energy come from? I think several things is going to change for you. In Jesus' name, release this in Him. You singled Him out to move for Him because you could tell Him, now do it, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Yes! I don't know. Some of this is kind of new to me. I haven't heard of some of those things. Usually I preach and get fired up and stuff and calls some out. But he's getting real deep into people problems. You don't want to keep waking up tired, do you? Can you imagine being that young, waking up tired? Did you know it's over? Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
26.
No. This is going to mean more to you than getting healed. That enough is going to mean everything. What he's fixing, it'll be important when you get older. When the nervous system is like that, it's not good. Raise your hands. High as you can. I want to show you how bad you are. 3 inches or 4? You ready? Jesus' name. I'm not doing it. You're not doing it. Well, then who's doing it, I guess? The healer. Well, I'll be. You're not give us to come us. I'm trying for. Okay. He's been wanting to do this for you, and he's found this occasion, he wasn't going to pass it up. And in this, you'll find a new energy, not only in you, but towards him and your fellowship with him. Yes, I know. I know. You'll feel it, you'll know it. You'll think you're his favorite. When my boys were little, David would jump up on her lap.
She'd go, "You're my favorite. You're my favorite."
I'm telling that she is. He is. And I walked by, and then Steve's in her lap. "You're my favorite." And I went, "Oh, I get it." Yeah, Cody. Is this the same as her? You're with her. You get tired and you don't sleep too good. How old are you?
17.
But a mere child. 17. Can you imagine when 17 they had to roll me out of bed? I slept on a porch with the tarp over the bed, 3 sides open, on a farm. House wasn't big enough. Probably got healthier because of it. I could watch the stars. When it would rain, it'd only get wet if it was blue underneath the ceiling. Had a tarp to take care of that. Look, you're bad as she was. Are you ready? You want to keep your eye on it to make sure it doesn't, okay. Jesus, oh, well, what happened to you? You mean he healed you? You're juicy. Your friend, I've had people go into shock almost when God would do something. They'd look at it and then they'd look like they'd get a magnifying glass out and go, and they just go shock into shock. There's no explanation. See, yes, back. Sleeping? The sleeping part. Oh, hey, a person has to sleep. Oh, it's already coming on me. Whew. You're going to sleep. Good. You got too much to do for God. You need your rest. Jesus, now. She's going right now, too. Look, she's sleeping. She didn't have to go to sleep that soon. I would have been okay. Did you come up a little bit ago? I didn't think so. I wouldn't have saw what I saw, I think. Come here, would you? Saw him just, I didn't even get a chance to see what it was. He took care of it so fast. If you've been feeling any sensations in the chest or anything, that was what was causing it, what I saw. But it thinks it was going to get worse, but it's not, because it's going away. Not only is he ministering to your heart, but I also saw a layer of tissue, and he was doing a healing around that tissue for some reason. It's over. Now, this time it's his healing power coming on you. Be healed. Now I lay thee down to rest. Don't worry about it. The church is the best. You can drive up and down the coast, just all you'll run into is a lot of ghosts. You'll come back to the true thing. Come inside and begin to sing. Can you do that all night long? Yes, because I am that strong. But for your sake, I won't be a flake. I'll go ahead and stop. Plant a crop. I told you I don't have to stop. Did I get you up there? Did I? I want you to raise your hands right where you're at. You can just stay seated, and I'll take your little hanky for a minute. This was too bad to let go. Here she comes. Him or something. Father, Holy Ghost, thank you. Jesus' name. Ooh, he loves you. If he would have me sing a song to you, it'd be something like this.
Have I told you lately that I love
you? Wait till I get the guitar. you're so healed. Before this is over, we'll have a line and just get everything in this week. Right now, he's just leading and building your faith and things like that to get yours. You know, get yours. What do you think? Right? This is church, isn't it? This is church. Church. Now, what would you be doing overseas? Huh? You don't know. Then I'll have to tell you. It was definitely a mission trip. Overall result will be he's going to use you in ministry in an area. So the overall result be you'll come into that. Because you have a call. It isn't like a wild go to church preaching kind, but it is a call. And I saw you on the field, but you wasn't living there. You went on trip. Ready for that? He said, yes. What do you think? He should go? I thought you might think that. A question, answer question. Do you sing? Have you ever tried? Please, not on these people, but come here. I saw you, and you were standing, and it looked like you were singing. I couldn't swear to it. That's why I ask. You could have been teaching. You could have been preaching. I don't know. But you were standing up there. Another thing, I think you may have some preachers in your family tree. You know, you'd ever want something and then you find out you can have it. Sometimes they don't know what the call is. What are we going to do these last four nights? I could just give you one little hint. I wouldn't miss not one of them. But of course, that's me. She's pretty quick.
You have to be here.
Listen, I still keep picking pain up. It's a number one enemy. I don't like it. So everyone that has pain in your body right now, stand up where you're at. How many believes that pain can just go out the same door it came in? How many is hurting right at the moment? Wave at me. Look at that. It's not right. It's not right. Father, in the name of Jesus, every pain, causing condition, accident, or disease, you have to leave now. In Jesus' name, pain, you go, go. Now do something you couldn't. Get as old as I can, you can do that. Check yourself. Boy, did I feel a surge of pain power. Hallelujah. I shadow boxed and I beat my shadow up so bad it ran. I'm just seeing if you're listening. All right, check yourself out. Elbow, head. How many of you believe that he took pain? Isn't this what happens in your everyday normal church? When you jumped up and we prayed and your pain left, then stand back up. The rest of you, just give him the glory. Come on. I don't know if you know, but this is not real common in church. Hallelujah. Woo. Choking that's a lot of mantia skillets of meso da kilomasa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some more healing going on in her. Pain gone. All right, you ex-painters. He needs the church clean tonight after we leave. He told me to say that. Did I lie in church? Do not say it. I'll tell you what that is. It's your gallbladder. And it hurts at times, and it'll hurt across, but mostly here. Don't. And I tell you what, you better get it healed. You better. So if you have one that's hurting off and on, bring it up here. Take it out of your body. Bring it up. No, come up here. Come. Maybe you don't know what it is. Yes.
Celiac gluten intolerance, but this comes and goes.
So does a lot of times the same. It's exactly. Comes, goes, stays long, and it gets where it stays longer and longer. But there's nothing to stay now. That's him. And you're healed. Wicked as skin, no skin. The gallbladder will have a sharp, stabbing pain, kind of. So if you got that and don't know, on the side, you should come. You're going to be around a while.
I'm not sure if you call it.
But how often does it hurt? For a season?
Yes. It comes and goes. I'm not sure.
It don't matter now. Oh, his healing power is so strong. I mean,
thank you, Lord.
It's so strong. I didn't mind not teaching tonight. I know he wanted to. He wanted to heal. Okay, Miss Kulash, okay. Sean could have cashed. Okay. He said he also moves in the realm of receiving jobs and things like that. So you're looking for employment. Stay on your feet while the rest sit down.
It was an hospital. They said one kidney's buried.
Oh, a kidney in the baby. Okay, that explains. That explains. I'm afraid you're going to take a healed baby home. What kind of fear is that? It's the kind that makes the devil tremble.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you know, he just takes these little guys and heals them, and guy. he takes these little guys and just heals them. They're no resistance, you know. You're gone. You cause no more crying. You got that? You got that pain? In Jesus' name, you be healed, baby. You be healed. What do you think? Healed?
Yeah.
Little wisdom right there. Ma'am. In Jesus' name, bless him. If the little baby isn't healed, I'll blame him. Right. Preachers do, you know. You needed to have more faith. Oh, go sit down. Do I have to do that one? Okay. I didn't mean that like mean. I was just looking for a way out of it, possibly. Or maybe get Bronk to do it or something. It's female problems. There's something wrong. You've been having some pain and some things aren't normal in this area. You need to come, really. I don't. Come. Usually when he heals this, he needs to. But it'll be over. Come here, little ones. It'll be over. Come over. Stand here. Stand right here. Yes, that's good. Thank you. If I was you, I would go ahead and come. This is your chance. Come on. Think I didn't know? This is it. It's over, you know. It is. How many times you seen me do this? Bronk, not too many, huh? It's over. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for saturating her now. Now and putting that into order. You receive a miracle in your organs in Jesus' name. Yes, it's over. Receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. You stop. Okay. No more. And why? Because you don't have to have. This is it. Jesus, now. Already, he's rising up. The healing power is getting really, really strong, and this is over. It's over, man. In Jesus' name. No, you're right. He healed him real quick, and you still have time to come. Come. Okay. This is connected with having a baby. Who wants to have a baby and you haven't been able to? Can't. So I'll pray for you if it's for a boy. Come. It's not too late. You know who one of my goddaughters is? Her mama couldn't have babies. She got in my line. Perry Katie. Katy Perry. The singer. Her mom couldn't have kids, and she was the result after the prayer. I got her number in my phone. Me and her sang. Her unmarried name was Hudson. Mary and Keith Hudson was her mom and dad. We sang. Last time I saw her, she's about this tall. One of my trips. But she grew up and took everything over. I'll probably get her to help me cut a record. Whatever they do now, cut a CD. I'm waiting on him. I'm not wasting your time. I was on radio in Eugene when you had a big old reel-to-reel, because that's the only thing you could. They didn't have cassettes. Just big old reel-to-reel, about 7-inch reel. And Tawny, I told her about it. She says, "No, Dad, how'd you go on the radio?" I said, "With the reel-to-reel."
"What's a reel-to-reel?"
You know, a cassette tape, and they have a little tape in there, and these were big, about 7 inches, and you put them over on the other one, and it...
Oh, okay. Well, I burned a CD the other day, and I said, "What was wrong with it?"
She said, "How was it when the dinosaurs reigned, Dad?" How about that baby? He brought it back. He brought it back. It's not too late. Have you given up? You should come up unless you're a single man. Listen, this really works, so you need to make your mind up whether you want to come or not. He is offering to your heart what you longed for at one time. How many believes they're not here? Take name down. Yasho korante maskese. Korante la koya pila. Is in the lofty court hanging a match. Jano le aquile to men. So go back in us. Yellow lady came out to etch in the case. And I say, yes. Yes. You heard it one time, your heart was really tuned into that. real, and you got hurt. I wouldn't let that hurt stop me now. You'll find out it'll be just as exciting as you don't think you would be, than you would have been in the past. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just one more minute. How many believes they're not here? Voice, you don't just hear it half the time and then substitute the other. It's really got to be Him. Makes me want to cry because I am a little bit, because one time you wept. You wept for this. Did I say a baby? Look at Abraham. Made such a big deal over Abraham if what he was doing wasn't almost impossible. He was in the last slash when God was cutting age. He cut generally about 400 years at a time. When it got down to Abraham, that was unusually long. He said, our days will be as 120. That's the one you live in. Okay. You're here tonight and you say, Brother Roberson, oh, by the way, how many's got physically healed this day, isn't it? I've been here just one day. How many's been physically healed this week? We're going to have to bring more people in to work on. If I see one new face, I'll go back under the old doctrine. Oh, it was interesting, that story of Abraham. Moses. If I had time to do some teaching, He wants to heal you and get you out of pain and set your feet in concrete. Well, you're here and you say, Brother Roberson, what?
I can't speak with tongues.
That's because you're sitting down there and you're not up here. If you come up here, He'll fall on you in a minute, and then you'll walk away edifying yourself supernaturally in the presence of God.
Do you know if somebody's out there?
No, but I'm asking. Tell me, what will it do? Well, you know, get the book. I'm calling it that now, like it is the book. You know, God, get over it. You're here and you can't speak with tongues. Come on, start. Why don't you start edifying yourself, and building yourself up in God, and working His plan out in front of you. Come on. Jesus said, "He shall receive of mine the Holy Spirit and show it unto you." Yet there's a way to activate Him as much as you want on purpose, just because you want to. And that's give in to the prayer language He gives you. Isn't that something? You can be driving, praying. You can actually, sometimes I'll be writing and praying in tongues. My mind's thinking one thing, my spirit's praying another. Well, it's okay, because it's hosting the language and giving me the authority to reap the benefit, because it's me praying. Come. Boy, we're going to get into some more word. There'll be more miracles. Oh, this is going to be a week. I don't think I've had this much time to really get into some things. Whew. Come. I can't speak with tongues. Come.
I need to be healed.
Come. We call that the little voice of unbelief. Come. All right, how many was healed today? Would you look at that? Well, we've only had two services. You're going to have to bring somebody to get healed, you know. So, don't you think? I know I'm going to get to do some teaching this week. Right now, He just wanted to do a lot of things for you that He could do. So that's why He took that road. And look back, Bronca. How many was healed today? Serving you from His table. Yeah. Don't sing, Brock.
Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands and give God all the glory for today and everything He's done? Father, we worship You. Bless You, Jesus. Bless You, Jesus. We worship You. We give You all the glory. We magnify You. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to give You the opportunity to bless Pastor Dave. He always just comes and it doesn't matter. To Him, He doesn't come for a certain price. He just comes believing God to meet the needs and help him to get down the road further. So I'm going to ask you right now to just consider what you're going to give tonight and make preparation for that. If you're making out a check, just make it up the Family Prayer Center. And we don't take any expenses out of His. Whatever you give, He gets. He gets all of it. So we're going to ask you to just do that right now. We're going to pray. And there's two ways to give in the New Testament. One is listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The other one is in 2 Corinthians 9. It says, as a man purposes in his own heart. So you can choose even when you don't hear. You can say, this feels good. I think this is the way, this is what I want to do. So let's pray and you just listen and just obey. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this day. And we thank you for our future in Christ. For everything that we know that we have been created in this hour to be a part of. That's where we're headed, Father. And we give you the praise and glory. Now we ask you to speak to their hearts. And we believe that we receive these miracle offerings this week for the work of the ministry and for the world at large, not just here in Immokalee, but sending Pastor Dave to Brazil, Japan, and wherever else the book will go. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Please, tomorrow night at 7, and we'll give you the day off. You can. Many people are working, and just those of you that are here from out of town, just enjoy the day. We'll be here at 7 p.m. Please bring someone, if you can bring somebody to be a part of this and receive a healing ministry, baptism of the Spirit. So, amen. Let's all stand together. If you have something in your hand, please bring it down and fellowship one with another. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night.